Oh, hello. Welcome. Come in, come in. It's far warmer in here than it is out there. Welcome to the pet shop. Thank you for stopping in today. How can I help you? Just curious. Is this your first time? Oh, wonderful. How did you hear about us, if you don't mind me asking? So a friend of yours adopted one of our pets, did they? Fantastic. Which one? Oh, how lovely. That's a good one. No wonder it convinced you to stop by. Well, how familiar are you with the adoption process? Brand new. All right, that's perfectly fine. I would be more than happy to go over it all with you. Always exciting to introduce people to the wonderful world of pet ownership. Have you ever had a pet at all? Well, you're not alone in that. Most of these zoning and habitation laws forbid pet ownership of any kind nowadays. I know in most zones you are not even allowed to set up fish tanks, regardless of how small they might be. I think that is just so tragic. Animals are wonderful companions to have, and have been through all of our history. Cutting off those connections and relationships that we are made to so naturally form with other creatures has caused so many problems in our modern day lives. Pets used to be so abundant. Nearly everyone had one, at least once in their life. Many people never knew an existence at all without an animal companion. They were considered vital parts of the family. Nowadays, it is so rare to encounter an animal at all in the cities, let alone a beloved pet. Ever since those horrid extermination efforts began, classifying the majority of animals as pests on the same level as rodents and insects. And if you're found with an unregistered pet, you receive insanely high fines. Or worse, you end up with prison time. Happened to one of my neighbors, unfortunately. But that was the last straw for me. After seeing that happen, I realized I needed to do something. I had always been fascinated and spent a lot of time studying the history of our relationship with pets. And I knew I needed to put that to use. I couldn't sit by and do nothing any longer. So I went on a journey to find a way to bridge that gap. And it led me here, to opening this shop. Now, I'd like you to know that while most historical studies were focused on the human-animal companionship, these benefits are not limited to humans. Androids have often expressed their fondness for pet companionship as well. There isn't as much information on it, as it had already become increasingly difficult to have pets by the time of the android liberation. But the mental, emotional, and even health benefits are not limited to humans. In fact, I've had quite a few android adopters come through and leave wonderful testimonies about their experience. I keep in contact with all the pet parents that come through my shop. On our website, you can review lots of updates in the comments left by satisfied pet owners of both the human and android variety. These companionships benefit us all. And with that said, let me tell you a bit more about what we do here specifically. As you know, it is impossible to adopt a flesh and blood pet nowadays, and robotic pets are often inaccessible or running on modern code, which makes them vulnerable to modern issues. They are very expensive, designed for obsolescence, to keep you purchasing a variety of fixes and upgrades. And most operate on a subscription model for even the most basic features. Not to mention the data collection and security is a nightmare. No, these are not real solutions to the problem at hand. They are just a way to take advantage of those hurting for real animal companionship. As someone passionate about this issue, I knew there had to be a better way. And there was. As it turns out, the solution to our modern problem had already been solved a long, long time ago. Many years ago, there was a marvelous creation, the virtual pet. These pets are made entirely of code. Originally, as a novelty, as pets were very common at the time, it was regarded as a fun toy for children, just something to play with casually. They'd have no way of knowing the impact this invention would have so far down the line. Now, the thing about these pets is that they are very rare. But once I discovered their existence, I scoured every source I could think of to obtain them. In fact, I have a team of five. And three of them are currently dispatched to different locations, trying to locate more of these vintage virtual pets. The other two spend every working hour trying to sift through the old net for any surviving pet code. These pets are extremely rare, and for a few reasons. Firstly, there are two main types of virtual pets. These first ones were confined to extremely small computerized devices. They were powerful enough to house the code for one pet, and were usually transportable, made as keychains to easily carry around with you. These were made with cheap material and powered with more primitive batteries than we use now. Many of these devices have simply been lost to time, most destroyed in the old landfill purges, others corroded due to environmental exposure or the breakdown of those old batteries. So finding them is the first difficult step, and then the probability that it isn't destroyed is very low, but not zero. We are constantly on the hunt for more of these, and if we find one, we do our best to either restore it or retrieve the code of the pet inside. That is entirely unique to that device. No two virtual pets are exactly the same. We do our very best to either retrieve or restore these pets. the second type, never had any physical containment, but rather existed entirely on the old net. Websites with multiple pets available to adopt, unique pet codes that belong to each user. They were entirely digital pets. As you know, most of the old net has been lost, purged. It's very difficult to access the old net. And what is left of it is patchy, incomplete. Just random bits of code very deeply buried that you'll be fortunate to string together into complete web pages. My two netrunners spend a lot of time searching for the codes of old virtual pets. Even during their own time, these pets were very niche, and their novelty peaked for a very short amount of time. A lot of sites containing virtual pet codes fell apart long before the old net purge. And once the purge took place, they broke apart even further. My netrunners dig through the corners of the old net that they are most likely to be. They are modern-day archaeologists. They are extremely skilled and have found some very unique pet codes in their efforts. Once they locate and secure them, we bring them out and secure them in new vessels, suitable for adoption. We like to stay as true to their original design as possible. So we've created a small handheld device, much like the ones they had originally. Just with more durable modern hardware that's stronger, more reliable, and running on more efficient modern power sources. I want to stress that while the hardware is new, the pets within them are all original codes, hundreds of years old. Their codes contain their unique identities, and we do not alter those in any way. We simply make them compatible with our modern technology, so they can join us in the current century to be adopted and be loved once more. This is as much a historical preservation effort as it is a pet shop. We could create all new pet codes, but we believe in preserving history, in doing our best to care for the creatures who already exist and have long since been lost or abandoned. Understand, these pets are extremely old, created in the very early days of the old net. In fact, from our research, it seems that the net itself had not been around very long at the time of creation of these pets. We think that it's both technologically and culturally significant that some of our first creations, after the inventions of the net, were pet companions. Humans invent the virtual world, and what do they do with it? They make friends in the form of little pets in a machine designed to be carried with them everywhere they go. One of our missions is to challenge the regulations that have made pet ownership so difficult. We spend a lot of time advocating for the benefits of pets and how important it is for us all. We feel that rescuing the pets lost out there is more true to our belief that they are beloved members of our society, our families, and our relationships with them should not be lost. Simply manufacturing new pets would be disingenuous to our message. These pets have their own personalities and needs. When you adopt a pet, the code will become active. These pets aren't things you can just sit down and look at every now and then. They do require commitment and attention. Each pet has needs and must be taken care of. They start off young and will grow with time, given that you've properly cared for them. Feeding them, interacting with them, all at regular intervals, every day. If you aren't caring for them properly, they will become unhappy. And if you continue to neglect them, they will die. These are original features of the code. We did not add these in. However, because of the rarity and historical importance of these pets, we have implemented some safety features that did not previously exist. If your pet ever dies, its code will transfer back to us. This prevents them from ever being abandoned and lost to time once more. If your code is transferred back to us, then that pet will be prepared for adoption to a new home. You are welcome to adopt once again, but it is not a guarantee that you will be reunited with the same pet, as it may be adopted by someone else. However, we operate on a 3-strike policy. You get 3 chances to care for a virtual pet. If you fail, you will no longer be allowed to adopt a virtual pet. Not from us, anyway. Our pets are in high demand and dearly beloved. We will not continue to adopt out to someone who will not care for them when there are others willing and wanting to do so. Now, after hearing all of that, what do you think? Are you still interested in adopting a virtual pet today? Splendid. That's wonderful. We think it's so important for pet parents to understand the history and importance of their pets before they decide to commit to them. Speaking of, shall I introduce you to some of the pets we currently have available to adopt? Fantastic. Now, there are a few categories that our pets fall into. First, we have our classic pets. These pets are cats, dogs, fish, birds, rabbits, horses, all animals that we have been traditionally familiar with as pets. Currently, we have a beagle, a Dalmatian, a horse, a gray tabby cat, a tortoise, and one lion head rabbit. Our next category are the exotics. Animals that are not previously meant to be pets. But this gives you a great way to finally have that wild animal you always wished you could have. One bittersweet benefit of the exotic pets is that we have some pets of animals that have since gone extinct. So it is a way to preserve them, keep them around. They were not yet extinct at the time these pets had been created. They existed alongside each other in the same time. And now they carry on the legacy of their species. In this category, we currently have a tiger, a polar bear, a panda bear, a wolf, an elephant, a fox, and a monkey. The final category of pets we have is very special. We call these our fantasticals. These are animals that do not and have never existed in the real world. Now, some of these exist in legend, like dragons, and some of them are original creations for totally unique pets. They have very fun and imaginative designs, with personalities to match. Amongst our fantasticals up for adoption are a dragon, a griffin, a unicorn, and a T-Rex. And then amongst our more unique pets is Croc, who is very crocodilian, standing upright with a mohawk of feathers. Lutari, who has the head of an otter in the body of a serpent. Jub Jub, a small, round, furry creature with big, adorable eyes. And Poogle, an adorable, four-legged creature with floppy, pointed ears. A special thing about these pets is that we did not name them. These names were found attached to their coat. It's quite possible some of the other pets had names as well. But as far as we can tell, the names of these were incredibly integral to their identity. And we believe they all came from the same source, though we found them scattered through the old net. It's possible that these are actually species names and not individual names. It's a mystery we are still working on, but we can't be sure until we find more of them. All pets in every category enjoy being given unique names from their new parents personally, so you can still call them anything you'd like. In addition to choosing your new pet, you also get to choose their new home. Like I mentioned previously, their code will live in a modern version of their original computer habitats. In addition to upgrading them to modern technology, we also have a variety of styles to choose from. All small and all with a clip for you to connect them to your bag or to your belt. But they come in many different colors, finishes, and shapes. For example, this one is the shape of a star with the screen and the buttons in the middle, in a lovely, glittery galaxy blue color. This one is shaped like a doghouse, perfect if you get a canine companion. As you can see, there are many different options, ranging from more fun to more simple and plain. All pets are compatible with all designs. And if you would ever like to change it, you're welcome to stop by again and we'll transfer your pet to a new home. So, what do you think? Do you have any idea for who you'd like to take home with you today? Any pet that you feel really connected with? Oh, marvelous. You know, I was thinking that myself. As soon as I saw you, I was drawing that connection in my mind. You pair beautifully together. What an exciting day. Bringing home a new member of your family. I think you will both be very happy. Let's go over the paperwork real quick and get your adoption fee settled, and then the two of you can get better acquainted. How does that sound? Wonderful. This process is relatively simple and straightforward. The adoption fee is the same for all pets at $20,000. This is the lowest we are able to offer while still maintaining our operation. However, this is a one-time cost. There are no other fees or subscriptions. It includes the price of your pet, as well as any maintenance that may need performed. We have not had any code or compatibility issues with our pets. But with this fee, we can't offer any technical help for any issues that may arise for life. As long as you are a parent to one of our adopted pets, you will always have peace of mind. The only thing you will have to pay for is if you want to buy a new habitat, or if you want to adopt an additional pet. If your pet dies and returns to us and you want to adopt again, you will have an additional charge of $5,000. If it happens yet again, it will be $10,000. And then, of course, beyond that, you will no longer be allowed to adopt one of our pets. It also asks that you agree that if you are unfit to care for your pet, that you surrender it back to us. If you lose your pet, we will recall the code and place them in a new housing unit for a $5,000 fee. If the misplacement results in their death, the same penalties will apply, and you will have to pay the additional charge of the $5,000 to re-adopt. If for any reason you need to house your pet temporarily, say you are going on a trip and you cannot take them, you can bring them here and we will care for them until your return. If you do not return after 6 months, then the pet will be considered abandoned, barring a few exceptions, such as off-world travel. But should that ever arise, then we can work something out, I'm sure. You can list a co-owner to your account, such as another family member. They can be responsible for caring for your pet in your absence. But they can still incur penalties on your behalf if they mishandle or neglect your pet. You cannot sell your pet. If your pet is sold, your account will be charged, and you will be forbidden from adopting any further pets. And we will recall the code back to our possession. If we detect any tampering to the pet code, we will recall the pet and press charges as well. These pets are considered historical artifacts, and we will press charges against any improper tampering. We do have the ability to monitor the pet code, so we will know if any attempts to alter them have occurred. We also have security measures around the code, so they cannot be easily tampered with. But if we suspect something inappropriate is happening, we will recall the pet, and you must come to the shop to pick them back up after an investigation. I know some of these rules seem strict, but they are all in place to protect our pets. As a new pet parent yourself, you surely understand the desire to keep them safe. I'm sure you would not commit to the adoption if you did not feel strongly about the safety and the respect of pets. These pets are also incredible parts of our history. They are companions and artifacts all in one, creatures from another time. We are honored that we get to be a part of their lives, just as we're happy they now get to be a part of ours. I'm sure you feel the same way. Do you have any questions about the terms I've laid out here? If you do, don't hesitate to ask. I want to ensure every new pet owner is confident and well-equipped. Alright then, this form here just confirms that you understand all the terms that we discussed and that you agree to the adoption fee of $20,000. If so, please just place your palm on the panel here. Excellent. Now, that scan is also going to log your information in our system as a pet parent. In addition to your pet, you'll be going home with a certificate of adoption and authentication. The adoption certificate says that we certified this adoption. The pet has been adopted out to you and you alone. The authentication certificate verifies your pet's age and origin. You'll also be getting access to our pet parents' private forum, where you can discuss everything related to your pet and virtual pet ownership with others who have adopted a virtual pet from our shop. You will also have direct contact information to us in case you ever have any questions or concerns. Now, enough of that. Let's go meet your new best friend, shall we?